Welcome to Up Gunners, the ultimate podcast for Arsenal football fans worldwide. You're ready to dive into the latest updates, insightful analysis, breaking news, and all things Arsenal from the perspective of a passionate Nigerian supporter. Now join me, Tony Doe, as I explore the highs, lows, and everything in between of being part of the Gunners family. So grab your jersey, settle in, and let's kick off this journey together. Up Gunners! Before the match, Bucci reminded Arsenal fans not to underestimate Bayern Munich just because of their league performance. He mentioned how teams like Real Madrid and Chelsea, despite not doing well in their domestic leagues, succeeded in the UEFA Champions League. And so he advised us Arsenal fans to stay humble and not get too confident. But did we listen? Of course not. Looking back on the Arsenal vs Bayern Munich match, it's evident that various factors contributed to the outcome and Arsenal's inability to replicate their Premier League form. Arsenal had moments of brilliance, but also showed defensive weaknesses that Bayern Munich effectively exploited, especially in the first half. Defensive mistakes and tactical errors allowed Bayern to score, showing a lack of consistency and defensive strength that Arsenal needs to work on. At times, Arsenal's emotional play and excitement may have caused lapses in concentration or decision-making, which could be seen as naivety, especially considering the importance of the Champions League quarterfinals. Although Bayern Munich has struggled in the German league, they remain a strong opponent with a successful history in Europe. Arsenal might have underestimated them despite their difficulties domestically. Regarding the perceived overrating of the Premier League, it's important not to make sweeping conclusions based on this one match. See, each competition has its own challenges, and Arsenal's performance in the Champions League should be judged separately from their form in domestic matches. But looking ahead, we need to address our defensive weaknesses, maintain composure in pressure situations, and stick to our tactical plans to improve our European performances. We must be willing to adapt and grow to compete in the highest level of European football. While the draw against Bayern Munich showed resilience and potential under Arteta's leadership, there are areas where Arsenal can improve. Learning from mistakes, staying focused, and making necessary adjustments will be crucial as we strive for success in the future. So, there was this moment with Gabriel, our defender. I guess it was in the 67th minute, and Bayern was up 2-1. Our goalie, Raya, passed the ball to Gabriel for a goal kick. Gabriel, not realizing the ball was in play, picked it up and put it in a different spot. Bayern players screamed for a handball, but the ref didn't listen and TV missed it too. Later, Bayern's manager Thomas Tuchel complained about it, saying the ref saw it but didn't give the penalty. And then, right at the last moment too, we also got a penalty call denied when Bukayo Saka collided with Manuel Neuer. The debates have been raging on social media, but I'd like to hear from you. What do you think about those two calls? Let's know in the comments. Supporting a football club can be quite the emotional journey for many fans, including Arsenal supporters like myself. It's understandable to feel a mix of emotions, especially considering the team's ups and downs over the years. But it's crucial to keep your mental health in check while cheering for your favorite team. Remember to keep things in perspective. Football is just a game, at least for you, the fan. And while we all want our team to win, it's important not to let the outcomes affect your self-worth or overall happiness. Managing expectations is also key. Every team goes through phases of rebuilding and transition. So try not to set unrealistic expectations for Arsenal or any other team you may be supporting. Focus on enjoying the game itself and the camaraderie of fellow fans. Celebrate the victories and appreciate the moments of skill and passion, regardless of the final score. Connect with other fans who understand the rollercoaster ride of supporting a team. Whether it's online or in person, having a supportive community can make all the difference. Don't forget to take care of yourself outside of football. Engage in activities that bring you joy and relaxation. And make sure to prioritize your mental and emotional well-being. If supporting your team starts to significantly impact your mental health, don't hesitate to seek support from friends, family, or professionals. It's okay to ask for help when you need it. Maintain balance in your life. While football is undoubtedly exciting, make sure to devote time to other aspects of your life as well. That's a wrap for today's episode of Up Gunners, and I hope you enjoyed delving into the world of Arsenal Football Club with me, Tony Doe. Don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date with all future episodes. If you have any thoughts, questions, or suggestions, feel free to reach out to me at upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. I'm active on Twitter as well at upgunnersng, active on Facebook at upgunnersng. We're also on Instagram at upgunnersng. Until next time, keep the gunner spirit alive, and remember, Up Gunners!